MySpace serves up its billionth song, but is the service any good? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. MySpace Music, which allows users to listen to major label songs for free, debuted late last month and has already streamed 1 billion songs. That amounts to about 8 songs for each of 120 million MySpace members. Apple's iTunes has passed the 5 billion song mark, but the comparison is not so good. Customers buy and download music from iTunes, while MySpace Music merely streams songs over the internet for free. Slate.com technology writer Farhad Manju has been testing MySpace Music and says it does not compare favorably to other music streaming services.
MySpace site is not very well designed. There are a lot of songs, but it's not sort of complete. There are songs that it doesn't have. And the other problem is that it's chock full of ads. There are ads all over the page, and it just kind of makes it ugly. This is kind of like in it fits in the category of general criticisms of MySpace. And, you know, I think that it represents sort of a good try of the record industry, and I bet a lot of people will use it. But I was dismayed that it doesn't offer a lot of features that illegal sites that have streamed music or allowed you to download music over the years have offered. For example, there was this great site that closed down last month called Muxtape, which allowed you to upload your own MP3s and make your own playlist, and you could send your playlist to different people, and they would stream your music. The record industry could easily have made this legal, and it would have been a much better site than the MySpace site.
To some extent, your complaints sound like the complaints of sort of the digital elite. I mean, I know how to do this better. There are other sites out there that lots of folks don't know about, but I know about, and they're cleaner and they do it better. But MySpace Music sort of brings this to the masses, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But I guess a more fundamental complaint of mine is that the music industry has been late to this business. It's been late to the business of streaming music legally on the internet. And it's dismaying that when it finally does come along, it's offering a service that isn't going to sort of pull away many people from the illegal services, because the illegal services offer much better sort of user, a much better user experience. And if it directly wanted to compete, the recording industry knows what's successful online, and it could have easily sort of emulated more successful sites.
What do you like about MySpace Music, if anything?
It's easy to use. You go to the site, and you have to have a MySpace account. You click on the music button, and then you're presented with a little search box, and you can type in any popular artist you can think of or song name. You search for that. Many different versions of a song come up, and you can sort of choose any one of them and play them or add them to a playlist. And, you know, if you're at work or stuck at your computer for the day, you can create a playlist of many, many songs and listen to those over the course of many hours.
Farhad Manju writes about technology for Slate.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.